Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. The Avengers have stopped the threat that was Ultron, so now they get to relax and take it easy for a while. Or so they thought. Let's see what happens in this issue. So, on to the next issue, issue 69. So, before we get too deep into this, this takes place... I'm trying to remember what Iron Man issue it was. I want to say it was issue 18. Where I was telling you how the LMD and Iron Man, well, Tony Stark, were fighting each other. What ends up happening is Tony destroys the LMD, and then he passes out.
Okay.
The Avengers take him to the Avengers mansion with the use the rejuvenator on him to try and save him, and then bring him to the hospital.
Yeah.
And we're picking up from there in this issue.
Cool. So it makes sense why Tony Stark's kind of like out of it and dying.
Exactly.
Almost. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Obviously he survives.
Yeah.
Because that was issue 18 of Iron Man, and I think they're on issue like 500 some right now. So.
Yeah. So I don't think they could do it without him.
No. No. It'd be hard.
Yeah.
But we have the Avengers. We have Vision, Yellowjacket, Wasp, and Goliath. Walking into the hospital, heading toward Tony Stark's room, we have some S.H.I.E.L.D. They run into some S.H.I.E.L.D. agents, just, you know, holding down the fort. You know, they explain what's going on. I do like how Vision is, you know, he says that, you know, it's hard to believe he's dying. And then he immediately goes from the present tense to the past tense of he was an industrialist, a multimillionaire, a legend in his own time. The dude's not dead. He's sitting right there in front of you.
Yeah, come on. Come on, Vision. Happy thoughts, man. Good vibes. What are you doing here?
You know, right now the Avengers are just standing over him. They're just trying to, I guess, give him... I mean, I guess they do question where Iron Man was.
Yeah. Well, they also say, yeah, the one thing puzzles my android mind. It is common knowledge that Iron Man is Stark's paid bodyguard. Where was he? It's like, just again...
Yeah, and they say in the Iron Man issue, Iron Man, or Tony Stark tells him, you know, Iron Man is off, out of the city. He's away on another mission.
Yeah, he's on vacation in Hawaii.
Well, kind of. That's why he had the LMD standing in for him. So, comics.
Like, yeah, exactly. You're not supposed to read too deep into these things. You just go with the flow.
We do.
Yeah,
that's the whole
know.
Point of this podcast.
Yeah, that's as humans, we want answers to these questions.
Exactly. We see Thor... bringing Dr. Santini to the hospital, and they run into Captain America on the way. I also like how Thor has to mention that Dr. Don Blake has said that none but thou hast the skill, the wisdom to save our stricken friend.
Yeah.
He's talking about himself. He's Donald Blake. So.
Wait.
It's funny.
Donald Blake has said. So Thor's name is Donald Blake?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I didn't know he had I did not know he had a human persona. That's crazy.
So that just means you didn't listen to my most recent episode about Thor.
I didn't. I haven't listened to the Thor ones. I listened to like the Swamp Thing ones and all that, but I didn't.
Oh, dude, those are amazing.
Yeah, I didn't listen to the Thor ones.
No, you're good about that. We read the origin issue of Thor in the first one.
Well, that's fun.
And what it is that Dr. Donald Blake found this stick that turned out to be Mjolnir that turned him into Thor.
Oh, okay, I get it. Because, yeah, Thor's that whole thing where, like, whoever wields the hammer is Thor. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well,
all right.
it turns out Donald Blake and Thor were actually the same person.
Erase type of thing. Like, I forgot who I was.
Yeah. When Odin sent, he banished Thor to Earth and stripped him of his Thor personality. And made him Donald Blake.
Okay, it's all coming together now. I see.
Also, I don't know if you recall this, in the first Thor movie, Jane Foster uses the name Donald Blake as his alias. That's what the alias she gives to, I believe it was Coulson, when they asked about him.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, that didn't stick out to me because I had no clue. So, hey, when I go back and rewatch the first Thor, like I do never,
I am going to rewatch all of them before Endgame. That's my plan.
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't know if I will.
That's a lot, man. That's a lot, but.
Well, we have 3 months.
That's true. There is some time. And then you got to throw Captain Marvel in there too and everything.
Yeah. I mean, when these episodes come out, it'll be probably like a few weeks.
Yeah.
I think. I got to check the dates on that one.
Yeah, yeah.
but yeah, so, okay. We got Thor and Captain America rushing Dr. Santini mm-hmm. into the room. I do like how even though they've landed and they're running into the building, Thor is still straddling Dr. Santini. He won't let him run.
Yeah. I mean, Thor runs faster. I mean, it's more effective.
they get him into the room, and the doctor's like, all right, I'll do what I can for him, for Mr. Stark, but can I be alone with the patient?
Mm-hmm.
And Cap's like, all right, yes, of course, doctor. Let's go, Avengers. The entire time, Jan somehow sees this doll underneath the cabinet, and she goes to grab it. And apparently she wants to play with dolls.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like curiosity killed the cat. Like, just leave it be.
Well, it's almost... I feel like it's a good thing she didn't, but... Or she did grab the doll, but it's also a bad thing because some destruction happens because of it.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
But she grabs the doll. They rush out, and she's like, I don't know why I grabbed this thing. So she throws it away. It turns out this thing starts to grow in the trash can.
Yeah.
And then starts moving, like, it walks out of the trash can and starts walking back toward Tony Stark's room.
Yeah, he's like a little three-foot toy now.
Yeah. Also, he has his face looks like he's either trying to poop or he's trying to squat way too much.
Yeah, seriously, yeah. His face is constipation face for sure. Yeah.
It's pretty great. Yeah. Especially when he becomes that giant thing.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
It's like, nah!
Yeah, they talk so about good. Resting bitch face. This is resting constipated
is,
face. So it's yeah,
this
pretty
is, this
bad.
Yeah, a lot worse than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
The two S.H.I.E.L.D. agents that were left over
mm-hmm.
Go rushing after this thing. And he handily just, like, takes out both of them, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, because it's so, like, so much shorter than they are, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, don't make a midget joke.
Well, hey, they kind of already mentioned that. They say something about a midget in here, and I'm like,
do they? I thought they just...
No, they say... Huh. Hang on, where is it? Do-do-do-do. What the heck? I could have sworn. Maybe my mind made it up, and I'm just a terrible person.
No, you're totally fine.
Oh, it says here,
definitely...
a little tiny voice like a midget with the gripe.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, like, what
okay.
the heck?
Okay, you're see, you didn't think... You
I'm,
didn't,
not, I'm not a terrible person.
No, the 60s writers are terrible
yes,
people.
Yes, there we go, yeah.
So the Avengers hear the guns and they hear humans screaming. So they go rushing after it, but they find out just a little bit too late what's going on.
Yeah.
The being, we'll just call it... He's called the Growing Man. Thor has faced him before in the past. He's a stimuloid that whenever he gets any sort of impact, he grows.
Yeah.
And so Thor, after he comes rushing in, he's like, all right, guys, I know what this thing is. We can't hit him.
Yeah. Cause,
like every time something hits him, he grows. He gets bigger.
Yeah, because, you know, stimuloids, that's their thing. I I was going to make a penis joke there, but never mind. I have a stimuloid.
No, because when mine gets hit, it shrinks.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
like it being hit.
Maybe there's something wrong with me, because mine just keeps getting bigger and bigger every time. I don't know. Doctor, something's going on.
Love it. But yeah, so the Growing Man is after Tony Stark, and he's going to get him for his master.
Mm-hmm.
So once he finally has him and he starts crashing through the wall, he, for whatever reason, he grows, like, he's as big as one floor. When he goes crashing through the hospital wall, he's like five stories tall.
Yeah, he's huge.
I don't understand that. So Goliath thinks, hey, he's giant. I can go giant and stop him too.
Yeah.
Yellow Jacket warns him that you can't go too big, too quick, because it could be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And old Blondie's like, no, it's fine. I got this.
Yeah.
Until he realizes that, no, I don't got this, because he gets dizzy and falls over.
Yeah. Again, he's wearing his trucker cap, trying to deadlift, drinking a monster beforehand. Yeah, that's what's going on here.
So the rest of the Avengers come out, and the Growing Man, he's yelling for his master, Master Kang. And he gets hit by this light, a blinding fiery light.
Yeah.
Shrinks back down to human size and is holding Tony Stark. He gets sucked up into the light, and so the Avengers follow because that's what they do.
Yeah, yeah. Throw caution to the wind.
Exactly. They go into this sphere, this orb, and they are rushed through time and space to the, I believe it's the 40th century?
Yeah, or 40th or 41st century.
Into the future.
Yeah, it's 2,000 years in the future, pretty much.
Yeah, it's a long ways away.
Yeah.
And they are, well, they get dropped down on the floor in front of Kang the Conqueror. Last time they saw Kang, apparently, was in issue 24. So, you know, about 40 issues before.
Yeah.
You know, a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Kang is this, I mean, he's a human being, from my understanding. He's just, like, superior knowledge than most.
He looks like what, was it Apocalypse? Or no, what was that X-Men movie that came out? It was like the last one that wasn't very good with Oscar.
Apocalypse.
Isaac. Yeah, Apocalypse. He looks like what they modeled Apocalypse after in that movie. Like, he's got that same, like, purplish giant thing going on.
That does explain why he looks so bad.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Yeah. But anyway, he is on this platform, sitting in his throne. He's got his guards around him, and he also has this woman in this like glass tube.
Yeah,
like in a stasis.
Yeah, it's apparently it's like a snow globe over there.
Yeah, apparently that is Princess Ravania. I don't know the whole back history because I didn't want to look up to it.
Yeah.
Or look into it. I know Kang loved her. I would assume she loved him. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, we can't all be that lucky.
Right? My assumption is she fell in battle, and this is his... He's trying to find a way to save her.
Yeah.
And so the Avengers, like, they ask Kang, where is Tony Stark? And Kang's like, well, both Tony Stark and the Stimulord are in that tube that brought you guys here. And you'll see him again, but before then, you have to serve me. You have to do my bidding. Thor's like, I'm not going to serve you. The Avengers serve no man.
Yeah.
And then he says, from out of nowhere, Kang's lawless legions appear. You know, all those guards that were standing around.
Yeah, from out of nowhere. They just didn't notice them before.
Apparently not.
They thought they were statues. They were standing really, like, quietly.
The, was the British guard?
Yeah, exactly, with the big hats on. They're like, that can't be a real guy.
But they attack him. They obviously demolish him.
Yeah. Mjolnir actually does something for once.
Yay!
Finally.
It only took 4 issues.
Yeah.
But as they are fighting these guards, they hear a familiar voice, that being of Black Panther. And, you know, he says that Kang brought me here too, and we need to join forces with him because of what is happening. Earth is in danger, and he needs our help. And so we get a quick backstory of what's going on. Kang was just sitting, well, it was about a year ago, Kang was just sitting in his palace, reminiscing on his love, Princess Ravania, being not dead, but suspended animation, I guess. And then the Grand Master pops in. This is the first appearance of the Grand Master, which I thought was pretty cool.
Oh, so this is the first time in any of the comic arcs that he's popped up.
Yep.
Wow, that's really cool.
I will say I prefer Jeff Goldblum's Grandmaster.
Well, let's be honest. Jeff Goldblum is a better, like, everything, you know?
Right? But yeah, so the Grandmaster, he loves to play games.
Yes.
And he has a game he wants to play with Kang. It's kind of like chess.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he says. I don't know if it is. He said that you have...
I don't think it's anything like
nothing
chess.
Nothing like chess,
no.
Yeah. He's got 1 year to find his pieces, his minions, or whatever he wants to call them.
Yeah.
And then he'll be back, and then we can play.
Which I find it extremely funny that Kang waits till 1 hour before he comes back to find the people to fight for him. Like, you had a whole year. Like, why are you waiting so close?
Yeah, I mean, leave it to the villain to just... or. I guess he is a villain. Leaves to the villain to just wait till the last minute.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I did that all the time in school. Like, I waited till the day before or on the bus ride to school to do my homework.
But also, you know, I mean, maybe he was like, oh, I work better under pressure. I have a lot going on right now. I got to brood in the dark a bunch. I mean, my schedule's just swamped.
You know what? I got that out of my system in my 20s.
Yeah, exactly, right?
I'm 30 now, and I'm fine with just doing everything right when it's given to me. Because
exactly.
I don't like waiting until the last minute.
Maybe because Kang, you know, he's just like the king or the conqueror or whatever. He just doesn't think he has to do anything. So, I don't know.
It's either way.
Yeah.
So, the Avengers agree to help him out, but he has to return Tony Stark to Dr. Santini. And so Kang's like, all right, I'll do it. And he turns Tony Stark to Dr. Santini.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we see the results of what happens in Iron Man. And like I said, Iron Man survives because it's Iron Man. It's Tony Stark.
Yeah.
So now we are just waiting. They're just waiting for the Grandmaster to show back up, which apparently doesn't take too long because there he is.
Yep.
And Kang's like, all right, well, I have my pieces. Here are my champions, the Avengers. So the Grandmaster pulls Thor, Captain America, and Goliath, and he puts them on the pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
This three-pronged pedestal thing. I don't know.
Yeah, and it doesn't make sense, too, because I thought they were going to be fighting, like, I thought it was going to be like a Hunger Games type situation where, like, different people from different times or realities or planets were going to be fighting to see who survived, you know?
See, that would be cool.
Yeah, that's what I thought was going on.
That's not what we get here.
No!
We get, I don't even get this panel with the Earth. I just, it's, whatever. But what we get is they get sent back to Earth.
Yes.
And we are then shown the Squadron Sinister. It's comprised of, this is their first appearance as well. It's comprised of Dr. Spectrum, Hyperion, Nighthawk, and the Whizzer.
Yeah. Now, I have a question for you since you're the comic guy. Was this kind of like a slap in the face to DC?
Oh, God, yeah. This was made specifically to not parody the Justice League, but I guess maybe parody is the right word.
Well, because it just seems weird. Like, you have Dr. Spectrum, which is obviously the Green Lantern, but, like, in a really awful suit of multicolor. And then you have, like, Nighthawk, who's, like, a hunched-over Batman.
Yep.
And then the worst of all is Whizzer, who's obviously Flash, but with, like, a terrible name, the Whizzer.
Yeah. And, I mean, Hyperion is kind of Superman-esque.
Yeah, kind of, because he's, like, the atomic thing and all that.
Yeah.
But I'm just, like, you know, it's so funny because, like, the Whizzer, I'm like, every Friday night at the bar, I become the Whizzer. So, I mean, it's like,
that's true.
Yeah.
And actually, I think I could be wrong. Have you seen Jessica Jones yet on Netflix?
Yeah, I've seen both seasons. The second season, I don't remember as much as the first because I think I got a little bored with it. But the first season, I enjoyed thoroughly.
First season was good.
Yeah.
The second season had a character called the Whizzer. I don't know if it's the same character.
You're right. It was the
big guy.
The funny dude who, like, thought he was a superhero, but he wasn't, and then he ended up being
a superhero.
Yeah, I do remember that.
I think he's supposed to be this guy.
Okay, that's
I'm not 100% on that one. I'm bad on looking things up.
I think what surprises me more is that DC didn't use the name the Whizzer because their Flash villains are so on the nose with, like, the Reverse Flash and, like, Zoom and all that. I'm like, how did no one come up with Whizzer?
Captain Cold, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, DC, this sounds like a DC name.
Well, and this is 1969.
Yeah.
Reverse Flash, I don't remember when he showed up, but he was also the first one.
Yeah.
And then I know we've had Zoom, and we've had, in the current, like, rebirth, we've had Godspeed and a couple of other, you know, Flash speedsters.
Yeah.
So maybe they just got the name first.
Yeah,
they just
didn't
want to feel like
they saw them come up with Flash and are like, hey, copy or trademark that Whizzer name. We're gonna take it away from him. That's gonna be big.
Eventually,
one day.
Someday. Yeah.
Excelsior. It's gonna be big.
But yeah, so that's we just see the two teams, menacingly looking at each other.
Yep, the stare down before it's the high noon at the OK Corral.
Yep, and that's the end of that issue.
Yep.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you like listening to Jordan, please check out Wreck My Podcast on all the podcasting apps and YouTube. You can also find them on Twitter and Instagram at Wreck My Podcast. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Avengers story.